Apparently, we gain weight over the holidays because of good manners. A new survey found that people might gain weight over the holidays just because they're being too polite, and they don't want to turn down unhealthy foods when people offer them at parties.
I don't turn down any food at the holidays, so.
Yeah, it's also good, and yeah, it's the, everybody's in the festive mood, so yeah, you eat a little bit more.
Well, 5 years ago, there was a 19-year-old from New York, and she was driving friends home from the beach. A guy in the back seat decided to untie her bikini top while she was driving. As she scrambled to retie it, she crashed into a guardrail. That killed the guy who untied it. Another guy in the car sued her, but an appeals court just cleared her, saying it was, quote, unforeseen emergency, not of her own making.
What a bizarre case.
Yes, moral of the story, don't screw around in the car.
No, definitely not. Earlier this year, a boxer puppy was born with deformed back legs. Some people thought that the puppy should just be put down, but the owner said, nope, let's have the legs amputated. In the months since the surgery, the dog has learned how to run on just two front legs and can go as fast as any dog with all four legs.
Wow, good for that
dog. Way to go, Duncan.
And good for the one who adopted and decided not to put it down. Well, Christmas shopping will be in full force when it starts Friday, but maybe you don't want to spend as much money on some other people as, you know, your parents or whatever. Here are 6 cheap, easy Christmas presents ideas just in case. Put some cookie mix in a jar. Take a mason jar, layer the ingredients inside to make cookies, and put a ribbon on it and attach the baking instructions. Fold some $1 bills into some origami shapes because that'll just be more exciting. Make a big batch of homemade cookies. Don't think anybody's going to argue with you there. Buy a bunch of lottery scratchers. Burn a CD mix because, you know, you put some thought into the songs you put on that CD. And make a photo collage from their Instagram photos or other photos that they like.
Last Thursday, a 68-year-old car dealership owner in Arkansas butt-dialed an ex-employee just as he was hiring a hitman to kill him. The employee heard the boss give the hitman his address. Then he heard, quote, I don't care if you have to burn his house to the ground with him in it. I don't care what you have to do. Just make it look like an accident. So this guy naturally called police. Police came over to his house, found a gas stove had been tampered with, and the former boss, the car dealership owner, has been arrested for conspiring to commit murder.
Was he that bad of an employee?
I don't know.
Just fire him.
Really? Yeah, well, he did. He fired him. He fired him, and then he tried to kill him on top of it. So, Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.